Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., 8:55 a.m. on the community radio dial. Good morning, little soldiers, and to Q Campo, good morning.
Good morning, Gorilla.
You're looking very smart with your glasses on, mate. You look a touch like, would you say, Cooney?
Adam Cooney,
yeah.
More like a flog.
Oh, that's a bit rough. Well, have a listen to you.
Jeez, why are you so aggressive?
Have a listen to Robert Redford here. Were you?
Not aggressive.
Got no hair. Oh, we better not start. It'll take the whole show putting shit in there. And we've got the great man, Five Trees Frank.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are we?
How are you, mate?
Never a dull moment.
Had a busy week, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
And here he is, Robert Redford.
Morning, everyone. How are we going?
Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker. That's right. Change that. Anyway, and g'day to listeners. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast and all that this morning and having a good Sunday so far. We're about to the pressure because of a bit of bad news during the week, and we'll get that out the way and try and lighten the show up a bit later in the week. But we've had a couple of members pass away, and very sad. We've had Matt Dillon, who's a great member of ours. He was a life member of Exactly, and was passed away on the 27th of August. He was also a member of the BLF and the BWIU and the CFMU since 1986, roughly a 40-year member or something like that, and a life member. Actually, I had the pleasure of working with our young Matt years and years ago at the Grand Prix with the Reverend Smack.
Ooh.
With the Reverend Smacky. And we used to watch those seagulls land every morning. And one of them used to have one crook leg, and every time this seagull landed, Smacky used to lose it. But anyway, we had a lot of fun out there, and Matt Dillon was a great bloke and a great trade unionist. It's very, very sad. To Matt's family, he was survived by his wife. Is that, I suppose, Lewis?
Lewis.
Hope that's right, Lewis. Louise or something. I hope that's right. And his children, Dave, David, Ted, Karen, Joanne and Christine. So may he rest in peace, and all our condolences go out to the family, to a great life member. Also, another one we've lost on the 13th of August was Dave Hennepy. Dave was a member of ours for quite a number of years. We found out late about his passing away, and he was... Well, obviously, David was a son of Paddy Hennepy, who's still about Paddy, and he was one of the guys that was on the Westgate Bridge. So you know, got a history of that family of being involved in the trade unions. And our condolences go out to his wife, Julie, and obviously Paddy Hannamy and all the family. And may he rest in peace too. So sorry to the family and the concrete gang send their best. Mm-hmm. All right. I think it was one more. So look, I don't know if I put it in this group, but a good, really good mate of mine, Big Chris, I call him because I can't. I call him Chris Alphabet because I can't say his last name, but Chris Vlahogiannis.
Vlahogiannis.
So Chris Vlahogiannis, his father's passed away during the week. So very, very sad news. But the good news is he's had a beautiful baby daughter, Katia. So it must have been the roll of emotions for poor old Chris this week with his good old dad passing away, but having a lovely daughter, beautiful daughter. Actually, when I rang him, she was laying on his belly and he was feeding her or something. But there's one that sort of get the emotions going, isn't it? You know,
highs and lows.
Yeah, so look, sorry to start off that way, but that's life, isn't it? At least we've got a new baby girl probably coming in to see from you one day, hopefully. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll move past that now. We'll get on the other business, and the business of the week is the crane coming down out at where was it, Frankie? We'll hand over to you.
Yeah, on Wednesday we had a crane boom collapse on a job in Derrimut, on a built job. Obviously this week we've had really terrible weather. Tuesday was really, really, really torrential winds, all that there. It was very heavy.
Torrential winds.
Torrential, yeah. Someone mentioned that to me yesterday. I was like, hey, man, I gotta keep that one. So I stole that one. So about 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the crane was working. The winds were down at the time it was working. And the driver's come round. As he's come round, a gust of wind has just, as you know, they're unpredictable, these gusts of winds, and it's grabbed the boom, it's blew the boom back into the buffers. So for those of you who don't know really about cranes, the crane boom is the big arm on it. It's gone all the way back into the buffers, are like shock absorbers. It's sort of jammed on that there. We think it's eventually just given way after so much pressure from the wind. Then it's came down. Luckily, it was sitting for about 10 minutes, they reckon. Give everyone enough time to get people out of the way, evacuated.
That was handy.
Yeah. That was probably the only real...
Exactly. So,
apart from no one getting hurt or killed, that was the only good thing. They were able to evacuate everyone. Yeah. Boom came down. Obviously, no one was hurt. But the driver and the crew were a bit shaken up. Other people on the job were a bit shaken up, as you can imagine. We eventually got the driver down safely. He was checked out by the ambulance and all that. Shout out to the ambulance crews, yeah, and the fireys and all that. Did a cracking job.
Never get any thanks.
Very, very support. Give a lot of good support. Obviously, WorkSafe came down. They, as they do in their numbers, they come down after the fact. You know what I mean? Whoever pushing to get something done beforehand, they don't want to hear about it. But it's funny when shit makes the news, they're all over it like a rash. So they come down, there was non-disturbance notice still on it. Pretty much that was a wrap for the day because there was nothing we could do. High winds, obviously there was no, got to work out how we're going to retrieve it. Went through that there the next day, the next couple of days, just going over how they got a methodology because obviously you can imagine it's not a normal crane tear down, so it'll be technically demolition. So with the weather as well, it doesn't look like we're going to get clear skies until maybe today. So this could be their first real crack today at getting the boom that out of it. So
providing all the pipeworks there. And
it's going to be a slow process because, as you can imagine, there's debris up there. They've had drones up there looking at it, so they have to go up and clear stuff. It'll be piece by piece. They'll probably take a part off and then have to review swims and then review how they're going to do it. So it's going to be a long, tedious process, but obviously it's happened now, so there's no point rushing it now. So everyone's under the right frame of mind. This is the way we're going forward. We're going to just get it done right and safe the first time.
And obviously, doing that part of all that's Five Trees is making sure that, you know, finding exactly what did really go wrong.
Correct. Yeah.
everyone's taking the example is the wind. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe something else has happened.
Exactly right, yeah. And if you listen to all these people, I don't know, there was an article on in the paper on Thursday of this, I don't know who he was, but he was their expert, analyst, whatever he was. He was saying that he knew all this stuff about cranes and all that. I'd never heard of the bloke in my life. He wasn't anyone who works on the job. He was just a bystander.
The bloke down the water slide, is it? You probably pick up a few experts down there in the early openers.
Yeah, but once again, luckily no one was hurt. We did have a few shaken up people. We did have our critical incident response organizer John Wilshire come down, done a sterling job talking to the members, and a shout out to everybody who chopped out that day because they really banded together, got around everybody, and that's what we do best. We look after each other.
Who was the builder?
Built.
And the crane
mob was it was General Cranes. They own it. It's a 1280 Favelle Favco.
Yeah.
So it's one of their bigger models. It's probably the second biggest crane in that range. So yeah.
So it's about 70 meters of boom on it. What's it good for lifting? Flat stick and in plastic, roughly. You know?
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah.
Well, we'll get more details for next week. Anyway.
What I'm hearing was 90 meters of boom with 83 working meters. So it's a lot. It's a lot of boom in it. You know what I mean? So obviously it's been sitting for a long time in the air in that past vertical position, and the wind's just battering it, so it could be a failure in the structure. It looks like the butt has failed, but we don't know. We're still going
the
through
torrential
all
winds.
Yeah, with the torrential winds. Once they pull it all apart, we'll be able to analyse the steel and all that there, and analyse the whole
Delta
machine.
Delta will scrap it for them.
And what about the men? Did you keep them working underneath it, or did you?
No. Everyone was gone home, mate. Everyone's, as you can imagine, a lot of trauma. So everyone's just go home and.
Yeah, there's been no one there for a couple of days.
The job site, there'll be no one on it until this is completely sorted. You know what I mean?
What about notification? Because there could be a couple of those cranes working anywhere else.
Yeah, well, that's it. So then on the Thursday, we put out an alert to all our delegates. Anybody with the 1280 Favco on their job was to stop work immediately and have the crane fully, full safety audit done on it.
Yeah.
Especially that model going over with the fine tooth comb. In a situation like this, when we don't know what the problem is, we have to go over everything in the crane. 100%. So that was done. Also, we did a
because we got told that wasn't the right thing to do because we didn't know what was going on. Well, what was wrong? So obviously that's why we stopped it.
Yeah. Look, I have the opinion that it better doing something than just sitting there doing nothing. So at least if we go over it, we might come across something. And all the cranes were inspected on all built jobs as well, regardless of make and model. Everything was done by fully qualified and people who know what they're doing, riggers who actually work in that field, not just someone with a tick and flick ticket, you know?
Yeah, fitters, yeah. All right. Well, anything else you had, mate? You want to?
No, just stay safe. And I can't stress enough, this working in the wind stuff and that, they're not saying that's the problem, but with high winds, the builders and that, they're pushing people, you know what I mean? It's just one more lift, one more, just help me get this one more thing. And you might think you're doing the builders a favor or doing, you know, they might be nice blokes and they might be terrible blokes, you never know. But when the accidents like this strike, they're ruthless and there's no coming back from them, you know what I mean?
That's what we're always telling
people.
And
we talk about delays as well, like how long will this delay, you know what I mean?
Well, they've got wind gauges and they've got black boxes. Yeah. So we'll find out what happens. So, but the thing is, they get a lot of pressure on those crane drivers from the builders, you know, do this, do that. Oh, it's only just over the limits, don't worry about it, it's all good and all that. And as you said, well, they'll be looking at that pile of shit all stacked up there, be going to scrap. Yeah, I wonder what they're thinking there.
I tell you what, how lucky we were. You have a look at that footage of it coming down, mate. Imagine people on that deck or whatever, mate. It'd be,
the car.
Well, make you sick looking at it.
If there's anything a good thing, you've got to take the good things and try and learn by those mistakes, but As Five Trees just said, it was stuck in one position for about 10 minutes. Now, that gave them 10 minutes to alert everyone and get out the way. Now, if that had come down with a full bifter on the job, mate, poor blues.
Yeah. Where it did come down, it did take out a car, if you've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
And
you can't even see it.
There usually is roadworks going on there at that time, which aren't involved with the job.
Mm.
So that's another note. If you're ever passing a job site or anything, cross the road.
Yeah.
Tell your family, cross the road. Because we put all these parameters in as much as we can, but they're called hazards and accidents for a reason.
And it's all our members that have got the high-risk ticket. When something goes wrong, they come for you. They're not coming for the builder. And if you think the builder's going to have your back, you're kidding yourself. Please. You know?
So all the small things, like the logbooks all have to be filled out. All those, they're all major things that need to be done.
Well, they're major things when you have an accident, because they come, the blame game starts, and they, one little tick that's got left off or some little thing, and they're always after the old operator. It's always his fault.
It's always,
Everyone's blaming him because of the insurance and all that. So, you know, to find out exactly what went wrong was going to take a while, I'd say, because these become a massive, you know, insurance and who's paying and all that. It's all about that. It's not about safety. Yeah. It's about
ass covering.
Yeah, ass covering. Who's going to pay?
It's about blame,
So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of it, but we'll have Sherlock Five Trees right under that.
Well, it's
like a seagull on a hot chip.
Gorilla always says, you know, we don't sign these bloody programs and shit like that, do we?
Right,
you know,
yeah,
and they're getting shorter and shorter.
Out of control.
The builders are winning jobs. They're just cutting programs.
They get a four done in a week. They want it done in 6 days. Then five.
Want to work 9 days a week? You know, it's all our fault. You know. Yeah, we've got the best work practices in the world. People come from overseas and check what we do here, and they go back and go, mate, they've got it sewn up. But it's never, ever quick enough, is it?
No.
Anyway, look, let's just hope we get some positive stuff out of this, and maybe, you know, what we've been trying to do is improve tower cranes, improve the equipment that's going up in the air, and improve things. So out of this, hopefully we're going to make some more improvements so this doesn't happen again. But, you know, maybe just as an example, if it's too windy, the crane shuts down on itself.
100%.
That'd take everyone. No one could argue with that.
I will point this out, and the builders are good at throwing this one around. They say, oh, they can work up to 20 meters a second, which isn't the case. The 20 meters a second thing comes from.
But they're all different. They're all different. Mm.
Correct. Yeah. So, for example, the 20 metres a second comes from Favco, because Favco will guarantee their crane in 20 metres per second. Doesn't mean you work up until 20 metres.
With 80 metres of boom?
Yeah. 80, it could be derated even more, you wouldn't know. I know the electric cranes are 16 metres a second.
Yeah.
So we need to be looking at what lifts we're doing. We need to start sanctioning our lifts. Looking for, like, for example, Manbox. We don't do anything past 7.5 meters a second.
You wouldn't be picking up a shutter in 20 meters. 100%. You wouldn't be.
So you start bringing your lifts down as you're going to do it. Normal lift pack of plywood, maybe, you know what I mean, you get a bit more. But this working up until 20 is absolute bullshit.
Yeah. It's and like just the one lamp. Now you look at the pile of shit there now.
Oh, 100%. The builders are all like, oh, you know, it can work up until 20 and all that there, you know. It's the unpredictable gusts that they don't see.
Exactly.
That the driver has to fucking live with, you know.
All right, Five Trees, very good report, mate. You filled us in on all the listeners out there. I hope you know, listeners, it was a good report. I hope you can understand it. And Five Trees will be going out there again today, so we'll be able to give you more information on next week's Concrete Gang. All right, now what else we got? We've got one for Robert Redford here, Pit Lane, the woodpecker.
We've got a few new jobs starting in the area. Pit Lane is where the GP is. So
hang on. Whoa. We've got to cut to a track. I've gone a bit over.
The director's lost the plot here.
I was that excited about listening to you, woodpecker. Well, Camper, what do you got?
Warren sent a song through because it was Camo's birthday, so he sent a song through.
Maybe.
A band Camo like the Bushwhackers, Shores of Botany Bay.
Where the good ship Melmoth lay, to command a gang of navvies, there I was ordered to engage, and I thought I would stop in.
And there it was. Who was it? The Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers.
And that was for the great man Camo for his birthday, sorely missed, and to Di and all the family. We're always thinking of you, which brings us up. We've got the flags going up, the Camo flags all around town. They're nearly on every crane in town. So if you haven't got one on your crane, ask the steward why. I think they're about $120, and the donations go to Camo and Di's charity, which is for the nurses to look after, training nurses up for their brain injuries or brain problems and all that. So and also we've got the beanies and shirts and things for Camo. So buy them, and when you're buying stuff like that, it's all going to the Camo fund. So So make sure you get together, because then when that's done, you have to start saving for the concrete gang's 50th year next year.
And even some of these jobs that don't have cranes should have flags flying of from course. The chairs.
Yeah. You'd always stick them on the wall, can't you?
All right. Over to you, Woodpecker.
Wait. Back to pit lane, yeah. There's a new job starting at the Melbourne GP, Albert
Time's
Park.
Time's up. Yeah.
Delta are in there digging up, getting rid of all the asbestos and the services now at the minute. But it's going to be a hard job. It goes over 3 Grand Prix. So they start, they have to demob, get it up to a certain stage, then come back and do that over 3 Grand Prix. So it was a pretty important job. If they didn't do it, Victoria was going to lose the F1. So that had to be done. And we've got another couple of jobs starting. Cremer on Lorimer Street. They'll be just finishing off their last piles now. Another Cremer job's just started on Flemington Road behind Bob Jane T-Mart. They're just finishing the dig now. They wanted the crane to go up this week, but it's a bit windy, so that won't be happening. And there's a few jobs starting. We've got Brady jobs starting. So there's jobs coming out of the ground and they're starting, so which is all good, you know, positive. And a lot of these are private jobs too, so they're good, starting to kick off again.
Good to see Brady's has signed their agreement now.
They slipped through the cracks.
Look, we're running short of time now. Have you got anything important?
The CFMU women's. CFMU women's having a, they've got a speaker coming, Sandra So, on Thursday the 4th of September at between 5:30 and 7 o'clock. So that's open for all.
Where's that?
At Level 7 CFMU office. That's open for all CFMU members. Sandra So is a woodworking union leader of Myanmar, and she's also a general deputy president of the BWI, which is the global union as well, and she's actually an activist, and she, you know, some of the stuff, the struggles they go through over there, and freedom of that. So get there,
don't be square. All right, big one. All right, we've got a few cheerios and people on the hard times too. We've got one of our great friends of the concrete, Liam Ahern. He's had a real bad run with some stomach troubles and hernia, and Liam's in hospital at the moment, and special cheer out of you, Liam. We're always thinking of you, mate. You've been fantastic, what you've done in the trade union for the young people in trade union, that training centre. So get well soon, because we need you back on deck. Also from the training union, Owen Wyomio and Andy Duff, 15-year-plus trainers down there. They've been pretty crook lately, so special shout-out to those boys. We'll have to get down to the training unit and give them a bit of support, because a few of them are a bit crook at the moment, so it's
bit
no
down
good.
The dumps.
Yeah, no, it's no good, because, you know, we're all going to be lower than, but I mean, we don't want to hear this, but look, let's hope the best for them. Some bloke that was promising the bloke all his goodies, and Louie, has he dropped them off yet, mate?
I'm on the way now. After here, I'm going straight to his
Louie, we want to know if he drops them off, mate, because we've given him all the stuff, but he's Mr. 50% takes half the stuff before it gets to you. So let us know, Louie. All right. Look, that's about it. We've got the Scallywags and Sookie Lalas, but Scallywags, Zellu Simons, Capital of the Hamilton Marino. So what have we got to say about that lot, mate? Pretty ordinary.
LU's.
What have we got? LU Simons, because they've got two cranes, but only man and one.
Man and one, and man the other one when they think they need to.
Capital want to work every Sunday,
No consultation.
No consultation.
Hamilton Marino?
Want their stewards to start at 7, finish at 3:30, no overtime. Jump in the hoist, start doing traffic management, and still do their role as a steward.
Sookie Lala. Frankie boy, five trees. Come on, Frankie, come on.
What was I talking about now?
Weren't you talking about?
I had a fair bit on my plate this week, yeah.
Hey, he's finally had to do something.
I don't mind pulling out the violin every now and then.
He's finally had to strike a blow. He doesn't like it.
What was he talking about? The whiteboard.
The whiteboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We give him one job. When he writes something up, I say, that's no, you have to rub it off, and then he.
Steam coming out.
I wouldn't so much say I spat it, though. I just withdrew my labour.
Threw the whiteboard marker across the room.
I just withdrew my labour. I didn't blow up, I just withdrew my labour.
All right. That's about it, I think. We've got nothing else, boys, before we. Nothing else?
No, nothing
we'll
else.
We'll go out in the same old way.
Oh, yeah.
Scallywag, that's right. That's why you're here. That's your part of your job, Eddie. Scallywag will go to Capital and Frank.
Frank.
The
love
double.
It, love it, love it.
And we'll go in the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't. Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Back
whoa.
The truck up.
Sorry. Beep, beep, beep. Shout outs. Now, we're very popular at the branch meeting. So I met Wixie's daughter. Wixie's got the most beautiful young daughter, Lara. I don't know. He must have a beautiful wife, Wixie, because he's got a head like a busted ass, Wixie. But I mean, but Lara's she's gorgeous. Good on you, Lara, and good to see her as a union member and should be looked after. Also, Jaden Collett. He's from Tupari at the bottom of New Zealand, mate of one of our long time members. He's been listening to Concrete, loves it. Jane, he's a sheep shearer, a wide comber from New Zealand.
Ooh.
So special shout out to you, mate. Keep listening to Concrete Gang. And a couple of other fans, Gemma and Beck from the branch meeting, who love the Concrete Gang, and they love me because I don't ever swear, and you blokes do.
It's taken off.
All right, we'll go in the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. Good morning from the Concrete Gang.
And we're going here with AC/DC, A Long Way to the Top.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.